This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Clinging to the beat, I had to fight to make it mine. One of my favourite Culture Club songs, Miss Helen. Were you a Culture Club fan by chance, or did some of those previous haircut stories of yours perhaps hint at being more in the Duran Duran camp?
How very dare you, Douglas. I was known to don an asymmetric white button-down shirt with baggy pants and ninja-esque shoes in my day.
But Mr. George O'Dowd, boy George, boy, he's never really been very far from the pages of the press, has he?
All this talk of Culture Club, Douglas, it reminds me of a little promise you made our listeners a few weeks back.
What promise?
Did you not send Matthew and I photographic evidence of some knitwear you once fashioned? A jumper sporting the face of Boy George himself? And did you not promise our listeners that you would add said photos to the Grumpy Gay Instagram page?
All right. I shall lay myself bare to public ridicule.
Not for the first time, I would imagine.
No, absolutely not. However, I do just want to make mention of something. If you recall, you and Matt were actually extremely impressed by my handiwork.
Would we say impressed? Shocked? Perhaps somewhat in awe that a 13-year-old boy had such excellent needlepoint skills.
Compliment indeed, for digital dexterity is high praise coming from a lady such as yourself, Miss Helen. Yes, me and my fingers can do wonders too, my darling. They really can. So look, right, I shall get myself cover girl ready in the next day or so, and some pictures of me front and back sporting my very fetching hand-knitted masterpiece shall be there for all to admire on our Grumpy Gaze Instagram page.
Wonderful. I am sure the grumpsters can hardly wait. Once again, this week, we have decided to take a deep dive into the damning depths of what I like to collectively refer to as ejis of the, well, let's go with the past several decades. In homage to this week's Grumpy Gay tabloid theme, Douglas, let's look at a history of high-profile ejis.
Let's.
So, the list is extremely long, Douglas, but I've decided to choose the collective ejai that make our top five Grumpy Gay list.
You've decanted the idiots.
I have. So, coming in the fifth spot is none other than Russell Crowe.
Oh, dear.
And The Telephone. If you recall, Douglas, June 2005, Russell Crowe was accused of assault with a telephone. Come on, mate. You're the gladiator. A telephone?
Look, I actually don't recall that story, Helen. But look, if you talk about Russell Crowe and assault in the same sentence, I think of my ears. Now, you may or may not have seen, you may or may not have seen Russell Crowe in Les Miserables, but please, not a note. It was just horrible. So that's yes, I'm accusing him of assault as well. It was just ghastly.
Coming in at number four, Mel Gibson.
Oh, dear.
Well, just for being Mel Gibson.
Yeah, but so handsome in his day, though, seriously.
Oh, well, where does one start with this, Douglas? A good man of faith, divorced, pregnant Russian girlfriend, come second wife, accusations of racism, homophobia, xenophobia, abuse. The list goes on, and yet he still has a career in Hollywood.
The world is good to pretty people, isn't it? I mean, he wasn't.
Which is why we're on the radio.
You've got great faces for radio. Speak for yourself. Wait till those photographs of me and my jumper come out. People will love them, Helen. People will love them. Who's next, for goodness sake?
Coming in at number three, Winona Ryder.
Right.
So hark back to December 2001. Do you recall what good old Winnie did?
I'm thinking something to do with shops and not paying.
That would be the one. Absolutely. Great.
And all on video.
All caught.
Not her finest moment on film. Not at all. Yes, recall that one. Okay, who's next?
Coming in at number two.
Okay.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, dear.
Well,
very recent topical stuff you're selecting for us this evening, Miss Helen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's Johnny Depp for being, well, Johnny Depp, really, you know, wino forever. You don't have the eloquence or creativity to, oh, I don't know, get tattoo laser removal.
I just found that the creepiest time was when him and his ex-girlfriend, if they've just recently been caught, when they came to Australia bringing their dogs, and it was, and they did that really apologetic weird video, and
the Stockholm syndrome.
It was just bonkers. I mean, utterly bonkers. But you know, God, we are really going for the tabloid stuff tonight. Okay, so we must, of course, have a number one. Helen, who have you chosen?
We have an absolute number one. But before then, Douglas, there has to be an honourable mention.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to read you the tabloid headline of this honourable mention. Tiger puts his balls in the wrong place again. Just mull on that one for a while, Douglas.
Nasty.
Okay. Oh,
goodness me. Okay.
Okay. Taking out the number one spot on our EGI of the week, Douglas,
is
none other than Hugh Grant.
Oh,
June
fabulous.
1995.
Oh, yes. Oh,
let
yes.
me read you some of the headlines. It was one splashed across the tabloids, Hugh's hooker.
Uh-huh.
Another one, Hugh told me I was his sex fantasy. And then a more recent one, 20 years on, the divine redemption of Hugh Grant.
Was that a film? Made by the lady herself and possibly of an adult nature?
So what are your thoughts on our EGI of the week, Douglas?
Oh, they're all perfect. What an absolute fabulous selection of people to go for, and all very kind as well. I mean, bless them all. But I recall the Hugh Grant thing so well. And look, a little bit like what George Michael did with his Outside video, that he sort of came back and turned it on itself and had a bit of a... Hugh Grant was booked the very same night or the very next night to go on to some chat show. I don't know who it was, but some chat show. And he still went on. And I think I recall the first question was like, okay, what were you thinking? And his it was just great. Look, he managed to turn it round for himself. And look, you know what? How utterly marvellous, seriously. Okay, coming up on the Grumpy Gays this evening, we have Q and Gay, and we are going to look at the controversies of talk show kings and queens. But first, In Excess with Don't Change.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.